Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, this is one of my favorite times of the week. Get together with two of the people that kind of make things hum around here. We got, of course, our own Butters right here in the studio. And now we're joined by Lee from Huntsville. Lee, how you doing?
Well, I am doing well. I've been frozen up here for days and haven't been able to go anywhere since Monday, but I'm making it.
So you haven't salted down the driveway so you can head on out to get to the job? You just hunkered down there at the house, huh?
Yeah, well, I work from home, which is good. That's so true. I actually haven't missed work. But no, I'm just letting know a lot of the roads around us are closed, so it doesn't really do a lot of good.
Well, nonetheless, you still have opinions, and you are cold, but you still have opinions. So tell you what, we're going to kick it off with a round of what we call Butters and Lee. All right, you guys, you know the deal. I ask questions, you sling your answers. I just did a whole segment on this thing going on in Texas right now, Lee. So Butters has already had the benefit of hearing every bit in the studio. You may have heard online, I don't know. But here's the deal. State of Texas is barring federal access to some border crossing sites. Basically telling the federal government just to get out of the way. Word is now coming out of government surveillance of people spending and banking. So what I'm asking you guys is, what's the tipping point? When is enough enough? When do you look at it and go, government is out of control? What are your thoughts on this? Lee, you first.
I mean, I reached that point a long time ago. I don't know where everybody else has been, but I reached the government is big brother moment during COVID. I really didn't believe that they would require people to take the jab. I really didn't think that would happen in this country. And when it did, I'm like, okay, that's it. We reached it. But I think what Texas is doing, I'm perfectly fine with that because I'm much more of a states' rights proponent than I am federal rights. I think that the federal government should have a smaller role with the states having more self leadership, I guess. And I think Texas is right because the federal government doesn't care. The only reason that they are starting to care now is Texas is taking these people and shipping them into the big cities, into Democrat-led sanctuary cities, causing them pain. They didn't care a whit when they were all these people were in Texas. I have family in San Antonio, and San Antonio's been covered up with people coming across the border illegally for 30 years. I mean, no one cared, but it's when it got in their faces and in their neighborhoods, then they started caring about it.
Yeah, suddenly Sanctuary City was like, wait, sanctuary what?
It's sanctuary when they have no skin in the game. When they have skin in the game, all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is going to drown us. Well, how about you take as many as Texas has been taking for decades? Shut up. But here also, I was unable to listen today due to work. Up until now. And I want to know, did you mention, they were talking about Bass Pro Shops. Do you think that they were paying attention to what the naked guy was buying? the dude that went and dove into the fish tank.
Was that here in Alabama? That was here in Alabama, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It was in Leeds.
Right down the street from us.
Oh boy.
I want to know what he was buying.
Yeah, I want to know what bait he was using. All right. So, Butters, you've heard all about Texas for the last 45 minutes. And then at the same time, I haven't even gotten into it yet, but I got this thing about surveillance on our spending habits. Like, did you shop at Bass Pro?
Yeah, I'm looking at an article right now.
So what's the tipping point, man? When has it gone too far? When's enough enough?
Man, I don't know. I don't know the answer on that. The thing that I do know that I just screams through my head is local politics what's going on in your community, in your state. Look at Texas. So if you are spending more time worrying about Trump and Biden and who's getting elected for president, what's going to bite you more following that is the people that are either going to stand up and say, nope, we're not going to do that. We're going to send our National Guard down, or they're just going to play right along. So I don't know if that's a right answer to what you're talking about. But to me, it just, until the end is the end, I think it just got to scream. You've got to pay attention all the way down to your school boards, all the way up to your senator and your representative, because that's the only way we're going to ever make a difference.
No, you're exactly right. People forget sometimes how much power a mayor, a county government, for that matter, a governor can actually bring to bear. If you have the right ones in place, times like what we're looking at right now, you can see some protections. You can know you're cared for, or you can just be thrown to the wolves. And you can look at Texas, Arizona, and California. They are varying degrees dealing with the exact same issue. Texas is fighting for its people, doing what it can. Arizona is starting to scream and ask for federal aid because we don't know how to do this, but I'm going to have to use my National Guard if you don't do something. California is like, whatever, dude. So it's awful. Any final comments on that one, Lee?
I mean, I think y'all covered it. I just think that we need to the tipping point for me is always when the government is in your business when they shouldn't be. Mm. And they're just delving all into your business. They don't need to know my purchasing habits. But, you know, when we went total debit card spending, or even like Apple Pay and stuff like that, you become extremely trackable, and you are the information.
Yeah.
I always say if something is free, like online, then you're the product. We have kind of become the product that the government pays attention to, and makes a good idea maybe to do more cash, more. Let's just be less available for them to know what we're doing.
Yeah. What?
I know we'll dive in later on the kind of the surveillance stuff. But for folks, if you haven't seen this, and I haven't dug super deep into it, but you know they're looking through your bank records. Apparently, I didn't realize they have the right. The federal government passed. They got a law. They can go look at your bank records. Bass Pro Shop. Buying Bibles, those kind of things, they're, you know, leading to extremist. Yeah, that's messed up. That's really pushing the line for me on
buying Bibles.
Yeah. I mean, it's
clinging to your guns and Bibles, Lee. That's big doings, man.
And as a
guy who's got a pretty solid foot in the marine industry, you know, all you hunters and fishermen out there, like it's time to push back in some way.
All right, next question before we run out of time. So this one may just be easy, all right? Then again, it may be hard. So right now, the prevailing opinion, unless, you know, legally speaking, he cannot survive it, the prevailing opinion is that Trump will be the nominee. So let's just go ahead and say, well, let's imagine Trump's the nominee. Who do you imagine then as the best VP candidate? And I don't care if it's somebody who's running right now. It could be somebody that you just like in the corporate world. It can be somebody you like in the military world. I don't care. Who would you most like to see be the Trump VP if indeed Trump is the nominee? Butters, what say you?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan?
Or Jocko Willink.
Or Jocko Willink.
And by the way, if you've not listened, Jocko Willink has said, look, if it gets bad enough, he's like, I'll run. I'll get in there.
Jocko Willink is a brute. When people imagine what a Navy SEAL is, that's Jocko Willink.
Yeah.
The truth is they're all usually like a little smaller, wiry, kind of CrossFit style. Not Jocko Willink. The guy's an animal. He's like a gorilla.
But in all seriousness, there's a little, you know, little bit of tongue in cheek in that. But I mean, in all seriousness, those are guys that people listen to, have some level head.
Can they run a country? Of course, Kamala Harris.
I mean, come on, Phil.
I just think about what's saying, Phil.
Oh, tears.
I mean, for that matter, my neighbor's cat would do just fine.
That's my phrase. I say that all the time. My neighbor's house cat could do a better job. All right. So, Lee, we got a Navy SEAL and a former MMA fighter on Butter's list. Who would you pick to be a VP for Trump?
Probably not Rogan. I love him, but I don't know that he could be PC enough. I think, actually, I really like Kristi Noem, the South Dakota governor.
Really?
I like her a lot.
Okay.
Yes, I really do. Very conservative, speaks really well. She's pretty. They'll hate her, you know? all those ugly blue-haired Dems will absolutely hate this woman. Really, I'd like Carrie Lake, but I think between her and Trump, it would just combust. You know, there's just so much. I really like her, and I love her frank speaking to Carrie Lake. And I truly believe there was massive fraud going on in that election.
Oh, yeah, I do,
governor.
Too. Yeah.
But I don't know if the two of them together, it might be like something that just spins out of control, you know?
Yeah, it might be like pouring oil or water. What am I trying to say? Anyway.
Oil and water.
Oil and water. Thank you very much.
No, I think there would just be oil and oil.
Gas on
and
a fire. That's what I meant. Gas on a fire.
Yeah.
All right. So right now we've got basically I'm looking at Butters picked two dudes and they were both scrappy dudes, and you picked two chicks and they were both scrappy chicks. So so we're looking
but it
at
helps
scrappy
win
one
the
way
women
or the other.
Vote, right?
Do what?
It helps win the women the female vote, and they're both qualified. I think Kristi Noem would be a really good candidate for him. You know. To help win that, because I'm just thinking strategically. I mean, Jocko would be awesome. Like, who would ask him a dumb question, you know? Because his look could slap you.
I will break you. It's
like, exactly.
Reporter falls over dead in interview from asking a stupid question.
All right, then quick question. I hadn't even planned on this one, but I'll just go ahead and ask it real quick. Then who would you want to see be the press secretary for the next Trump administration? Come on. This would be fun.
Steven Crowder.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Now, I could see Jocko doing that one. No one wants to ask
or
a question.
Or Joe Rogan, for that matter. Any good comedian.
I could see Ramaswamy, too. You can't talk around the guy.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle.
I'd actually tune in to see that.
With cigarette in hand. Maybe even a joint. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Take us to the break, Butters. That's round one of Butters and Lee. We'll come right back. We flip the script on this one. This is where I just wait to see what question they're going to ask me out of the blue. And we'll just do what we can. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. All right, I'm here with some folks that have a lot of common sense. Butters and Lee, the segment we're doing right now. So I'm jumping into round two, which means they ask me a question. Any question which you got? Lee from Huntsville, what do you have for me?
Well, I've been seeing a lot of stories on Maine, the state of Maine, supplying up to 2 years of rent for illegal aliens. They're building new buildings, refurbishing new buildings, and paying rent for up to 2 years while they figure out their access to working, green cards, et cetera. And I have to say that it makes me so angry that one homeless veteran would be on the street while we take illegal aliens and put them for 2 years on the public dole of getting free, you know, free housing. And I want to know, do you feel the same way? I feel like that we have totally lost our way when it comes to who gets funded, and we are just going to implode from the inside if we don't stop.
No, I think it's great. I love it. No, this is the most jackleg thing I've ever seen. I mean, who does this? This is like, I mean, picture it. A lot of times I try to break things down into microcosm look, right? So picture this down at the household level. What if you kicked out one of your own kids and made them sleep in the yard, but you took in a neighbor's kid who was just a really bad actor and walked over and said they wanted to live in your house, and you said, okay. That's where we are right now. We're taking those that we love that are ours, our family, so to speak, and we're leaving them out to the wolves. We're telling them good luck. At the same time, people who have nothing to do with our household have been allowed to walk in and lay claim to it. And we're just letting it happen. I say we're just letting it happen. You and I aren't letting it happen. Butters didn't let it happen. But there's a level of authority in place that, you know, has the force of law, and they are letting it happen, and it's unconscionable. And you're absolutely right. There are luxury hotels in New York City right now that have been completely consumed with, turned into illegal alien residence houses. And they're going to live there for free for God knows how long. Until somebody wakes up and gets a brain.
Didn't Senator Tuberville talk about a bill he's looking at trying to get in?
Yeah. Our coach was on the yesterday, and he's got a bill right now. We got the Veterans Administration trying to use some of the Biden administration is trying to let the VA use some of its assets to give medical care to illegals, when that's not what it's for. Congress didn't pass that money for that. Congress passed that funding to take care of our vets. And it's unreal. Well, and get my blood boiling.
And we all know how efficient the VA is. So of course it should have more jobs given to it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they can jump through hoops when they want to, apparently. Okay. Thanks for making me mad at the very end of the segment here. What you got for me there, Butterman?
I got I think a little bit lighter-hearted. For those that aren't aware, the first active duty military officer was just crowned Miss America.
I heard that.
She's a pilot training, but I guess it's just interesting. But my thought or my question: so you're the commanding officer, and one of your troops wants to go participate in this big thing, the Miss America pageant. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I will tell you, I did hear about that story, and I hate to say it, in today's world, my first thought was, is it really a female? But there's that. But it is. She is a real biological female. Congratulations to the Miss America competition. They actually got a biological female and won. I had an interesting dynamic. Good friend of mine, his son was at the Air Force Academy, and his son was a part of a sort of an informal choral group that formed, and they were singing, and they used to get together on the weekends, and they were all really, really talented, and they realized the acoustics in one of their stairwells was so incredible, and so they'd sing in the stairwell. Well, it became a thing. Like, they had an audience that people would come. And so they entered into America's Got Talent, and they went all the way to the finals. Well, the Air Force said, this is great for us. We're gonna delay their training and give them the opportunity to continue this competition, because they were doing it in uniform.
Yeah.
And the world was loving it. So on the one hand, I look at it and go, the United States is filled up with good. I mean, apparently this young lady, second lieutenant, physics major, graduate from the Air Force Academy,
pilot's license, pilot at 15. Training. Pilot's license earned at 15 as a civilian. I was just reading up on her.
I'm gonna bet that she is a recruiting bonanza for them right now, and they're not gonna mess it up. You're asking what I would do. The first thing I would do is make sure she understands that she still reports in, and that she does not have free reign to go and just run around and say I'm in the Air Force and not really be in the Air Force. But I would also say, and Hire has made it clear that you are a poster child for recruiting. So good luck to you. We'll expect you back on duty one way or the other soon thereafter. That's what I imagine would happen.
Yeah, it's hopefully it's good PR. Hopefully she's out there doing good things.
And she's a real woman.
Yeah.
There's that.
And she looks like a real woman, which is good.
And she looks like a real woman.
She doesn't look like a plastic doll.
No. All right, Lee from Huntsville, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see ya. Butters and Lee. All right, we're coming up next. Going to talk about the World Economic Forum's Hunger Games. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.